That's right, the one and only 10 for 10.
You looking at my gut?
No.
Yes, you were.
Well, I just took a little peek.
I saw you.
So
what are you looking at my gut for?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What are you looking at my gut for? Welcome, everybody, to Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast. Coming to you in a basement. Down below in that square state of Wyoming, we got the one and only Noah Benjamin. We're going to give him a call. He's an up-and-coming hip-hop artist out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Super excited to get him on the phone. We met him at the Canton Barn Party that was sponsored by PRD Entertainment. We got some pretty interesting questions for him. Of course, we got some local upcoming events as per usual. And then we're going to play What Trailer Park Boy Character Are You? And just a bunch of other random craziness. Once again, this is Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast. I am your host, Stevie V, and sitting next to me,
Joshin.
He's always got those funky underground sounds. Welcome, everybody. Man, that was a beautiful intro.
Hell yeah.
That was only take two.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Got her done.
Once again, everybody, welcome to Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast, wherever you are listening.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Hell yeah.
It's been a while. Thank you, Jay Garavaro. For being on the show last week. That was, well, I guess it wasn't last week, the week before or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the episode is still up. Blake came over and we played some music and threw it on.
Hell yeah.
So, speaking of music, like I said, we got Noah Benjamin.
Sweet.
They were going to be giving a call here after a few. How was your... So you recently got inked up at one of the raddest tattoo shops.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. Over at Tubal's. It was good. Got both my kids' names tatted on me. Had Gunner and Tommy draw up whatever kind of tag they wanted to. Just gave them spelling of my kids' names, and they went to town. Came out pretty badass.
Heck yeah, it did. Yeah. They're located in Mills, Wyoming.
Just had Gunner tattoo me yesterday, tattoo my wedding ring on my finger and some words on my other finger.
Yeah.
Yep, my poop finger.
Poop. Well, that's pretty sweet. So where did the whole inspiration for the poop thing come in?
Since I was, I don't know, forever. If, like, in the shop or whatever, if there's dust on a window, I come to any spot where I can write poop. When I make something, I'll write it behind some part that's never going to come apart. Unless something crazy happens, I'm going to find it and be like, what the fuck? Somebody wrote poop in here. Look at that.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Wanted to, of course, we got to give our, you know, wonderful shout outs. And me personally, I wanted to state thank you to everybody that has been sharing the artwork. Speaking of the artwork, the cover art of this episode is the latest painting that I did. It's,
Hell yeah.
I believe you've seen it when we went out to the garage. Yep. It's got a lot of depth in it.
Yeah, it's badass.
It is for sale. You just have to go click the link down below, either or. We've got to give a shout-out, of course, to the Little Shop of Burgers.
Hell yeah.
Do you want to put a little spin on it? Do you want to put a little music? Let's put a little music on this, my man. Ooh. There we go. Of course, award-winning, voted by the city. Need to get on down to Little Shop of Burgers, 1040 East Center Street. Check out Trailer Park Baker, another wonderful social platform. Platform pages. She bakes up them tasty treats. Of course, we mentioned Two Bulls Tattoo already. Mobile on-site oil. You can get your oil changed, and while you're sitting there in the waiting room, there's actually a couple paintings by yours truly. We can't forget about the one and only Kamikaze Kid. He's on fire. He's got some merch, too. Sure to check him out on them social platform pages. Of course, Debo's Painting. I got to give a shout-out to the Casper Artist Collective. The Love Letter exhibit just opened last week. I didn't get a chance to stay very long, but you get on down there, you get to see this piece that Connie from Glow, and once again, yours truly, painted. The Nicolaysen Art Museum. This is like a lot of self-promotion almost in a way, but it all works together, you know what I mean?
Right.
We're all working together just to get the message across. You can't forget about Forbidden Leaf, Empire Hemp Company. Also, February 24th, you got the Saturday Night Fights, the Hardened Fight Company. Looks like Friday, January 26th, 7 p.m., our good friends Oil City Beer Company, you got So-Called with Proof of Life, Paper Swords, and Kit. February 15th at 6 p.m., you got Cancer Slug with the band Repent and Get Bent. Got to give a shout out to the Middle of the Road Podcast, as per usual. It was good chatting with you the other night, my man. The Cast Ascendancy Podcast, we're going to get him back on here. At some point in time, he's got a new brand that he just launched. Can't wait to talk about that as well. Of course, you need to go support your local baseball team. Head on over to spudsbaseball.com. Get your season tickets available. They're looking for host families and sponsors. Here's a cool little baseball trivia tip for you, maybe. From 1996 to 1999, Ken Griffey Jr. averaged 53 home runs per year. And that pretty much sums it up for our little shout-out segment right there. That was beautiful, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is all one take, too, huh?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, let's see. What else do we got on the agenda here? Oh. We'll get into some upcoming holidays. So today, January 22nd, is National Blonde Brownie Day. Tuesday, January 23rd, you're looking at National Handwriting Day. So make sure you get that pencil and that paper out. Write a letter, maybe. Once again, Tuesday, January 23rd, National Pie Day. Wednesday, January 24th, we got Beer Can Appreciation Day. These beer cans that we... it's got the Wyoming Cowboys, Cowboy Joe on it. If you haven't seen the logo, you need to go check it out. It's bad to the bone. Speaking of Wyoming, they're the 2023 Barstool Sports Arizona Bowl champs. The football. Basketball, they're doing pretty well, is pretty good as well. Yesterday, they beat Nevada 98-93. According to the interwebs, the record is 10-8. Going to give a shout out to Tata's Gym as well. Off the Cuff with Jed Coburnus and Cody Stokestead. Did you know that if you took all of the Cookie Monster's fur off his body, that he's actually a cookie?
Oh, yeah?
It's one of the weird, random things that popped up.
Okay.
Since we were on sports, talked a little bit about baseball. You could probably cut her down, let her fade. Babe Ruth hit 476 home runs after Bob Barker was born.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
This is coming off of... it would be X now, I guess. Codify Baseball does not say what the date was, though. I mean, that was obviously a long time ago. Bob Barker lived for a long time.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
I seen this. This is pretty interesting. Did you know that great white sharks regularly meet up in the middle of the Pacific Ocean in an area known as the White Shark Cafe?
I did not.
That was all pretty much it gave me, so I had to bring it up. It did get a little prepared.
Yeah.
This episode. The White Shark Cafe is a region of the Pacific Ocean located between Baja California and Hawaii. Some say it might be a mating ground for them.
I see.
Sharks. That's
pretty crazy.
Yeah, meeting 1,400 feet below the surface during the day.
Crazy.
I wonder.
No light reaches there.
Oh, good one. Yep. I was wondering if it said what drives them there. What do you think would drive them?
Mating or?
Yeah, I guess.
Some kind of food or something down there? Or, I don't know.
It'd be cool to see a little bit of, I guess we can't really do it
right.
on here, but some footage of maybe somebody that went down that far. That'd be pretty gnarly.
Right. Well, they got all those UAVs and shit, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, true. It is like 2024 now.
Right. They could just drive their little Bluetooth submarine down there and freaking figure it out.
Yeah, controlled by Xbox controller.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I mean, seems pretty legit to me. Ooh. It looks like. So we actually got the foosball playing in the background. Missed out on all of the sports, I guess. The NFL, obviously, it's the playoff stuff. The Super Bowl's coming up. Last night, the Ravens played the Texans. The Ravens won. Hell yeah.
Nice.
That was an amazing game. And then San Francisco 49ers played the Packers.
Yeah.
Amazing. It was an amazing game.
Yeah.
Was pretty bummed that it turned out the way it did. But, I mean, I guess that's, you know, that's just how it goes.
Hey, whatever. They beat the Cowboys.
Yeah, very true. Very true. Speaking of that, Casey, Coach Casey, he's a Cowboys fan.
Okay.
So I think he was probably a little bummed.
Probably, I would assume.
Let's see. Yeah, that was pretty much it for sports. I caught Oklahoma Thunder was playing. I don't remember who it was. Very tight game. I was actually Snapchatting. Oh, Casey. Apparently, it's the Suns' favorite team. There's one player on there. I don't remember his name, but holy shit, man. That kid, three. Amazing. Unfortunately, they lost, but just like with Sandy Ford, it's just how shit goes.
Right.
But currently. The Lions are playing the Bills. I'm just jumping all over with sports, huh? Now I'm back to the NFL.
That's good. That's how we roll.
Yeah, we're giving our wonderful listeners, once again, we appreciate you for letting us invade your ear another week, wherever you are.
For sure.
Traveling, running in the gym, walking, what have you. But yeah, the Bills, they're playing the Lions. We're waiting for the commercials to go through right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure if they scored yet again. The last time I checked the Lions won. Shit. Yeah. Shout out to the Lions. Sweet. We got to give them an applause. Speaking of the Lions, we got to give a shout out to Brent. He's a hardcore Lions fan.
Right.
So happy for him. Hopefully they go on to the next round, the next game that's going to be coming up. By the time you guys hear this episode, you're going to know the winner. But as we are talking to Noah Benjamin here in a good hour or so, give or take. Well, I guess you guys don't have to wait that long.
Right.
But yeah, the
yeah, Jeeps it'll be mere seconds.
Yeah, it'll just be a couple seconds. Yeah. The Chiefs are going to be playing the Bills. Who are you going to pick out of that?
Me?
Yeah, the Chiefs or the Bills?
Shit. I'm going to have to go for the Bills.
Yeah, same here. Same here.
I have to.
You got Josh Allen, of course.
Right.
You know, which is pretty cool.
Right. Yeah, like, you know, I've said before, I'm not super into the football anymore, but.
Yeah.
I have to go for the Bills just because of Josh Allen.
Should we make a little prediction right now?
Okay.
I'm actually going to bring this little meme up that I seen the other day when we're talking, because we're going to get Noah's his Super Bowl prediction.
Ooh, all right.
I guess. See what his is, and then I'll let you guys, I'll tell you what this little meme is that I seen. So we'll get to see if it actually, because you know what, then we can come back and be like, see, you talked about this on the show or whatever.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Okay, so as of right now, or maybe
we can do it.
Well,
with him, or we can do ours now. And
yeah, we'll just do ours now. But I guess if the winners, yeah. So far we have the Ravens, the Niners, and the Lions, and the Chiefs and Bills are going to be playing tonight.
Okay.
Out of those teams, who do you think is going to take the Super Bowl?
Who's going to take it?
Yeah. Well, I guess who would be going against each other?
I don't know. Lions and the Niners.
Okay. Josh is the Niners. And the Lions. I'm gonna say the Ravens. Hoofda. Because they still gotta go. So the Lions will have to face the winner of the Chiefs and Bills. I'm going to say the Lions. Man, that's going to be they got it. I'm going to say the Ravens and the Lions.
Yeah.
Because I always liked the Ravens for quite a while until, you know, Ray Lewis took off. And, well, it didn't take off. But so the Ravens and the Lions. I can't even write straight. Lions. See, I need to work on my handwriting like I was talking about at the beginning of the show. Handwriting day.
I before O, especially after N.
So who out of the Niners and the Lions do you think would win?
I haven't been paying attention enough. But just going off of the one football game I've watched this season.
Mm-hmm.
The Niners look pretty badass, and I don't like them at all. I don't like either one of those teams, but just saying.
You're going with the Niners. Josh is going with the Niners. If they go to the Super Bowl against the Lions, I'm going to say, being as I said, Ravens against the Lions, I'm going to say the Ravens, that game that I watched last night, like, their quarterback, that dude was like beast mode, man.
Yeah.
Nice.
But, yeah, I didn't see any of that one.
But yeah, we'll get Noah's prediction too.
Cool.
Here, once we give him a jingle, we're going to go to some On This Day in History real quick, which today is January 21st. 1903, Harry Houdini escapes from, can you say that word? Halmanstig police station in Amsterdam?
Halmanstig.
Halmanstig.
Police.
Yeah, so he escaped out of there.
In Amsterdam?
Yeah, does this really surprise you? That this would be a...
No, he was pretty badass.
It's what he was known for, so... there really wasn't a lot of history on this day.
Right.
1973, Leslie Nielsen appears on MASH in Ring Banger.
Cool.
Leslie Nielsen, I'm trying to think. He did those National Lampoon movies?
Yeah.
What he? Okay, yeah.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I can picture him.
Yeah, I think that's who it is. Well, I guess I got my phone right here. Well,
I'm pretty sure he's the guy that did, like, Pink Panther and...
Yeah.
All that stuff.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't think that guy was funny at all.
Right. He's a different kind of... He's... Oh, wait. Yeah, there's... I mixed those two up. But, yeah, there's... They're kind of a different type of comedy for sure.
What do you, how do you feel? Okay. Ooh, I got some other questions.
Oh, Leslie Nielsen was Airplane and shit. And those other ones where it was something gun.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I never really thought he was very funny. No offense to anybody that thinks right. he is funny. Steve Martin, too.
Steve Martin, yeah, that's the guy.
Who? Okay, about. if you had a choice between two. So I'm just going to throw a couple of these out here for you. I'm going to do the same with Noah. His is going to be more hip-hop, I guess, because he's a hip-hop artist.
Right.
But now I just thought of something cool, too. But either or. So Steve Martin or Jeff Foxworthy?
As a stand-up thing?
You got to pick.
Yeah? Shit, that's hard, because, yeah, I don't know, man. Jeff Foxworthy's got a lot of classic stuff, but Steve Martin's been in some badass movies that I like.
Yeah?
I'm going to have to go with Jeff Foxworthy, I think.
Jeff Foxworthy. Nike or Adidas?
Adidas.
Etnies or DC?
DCs.
Ooh, those are comfortable shoes. They both are, but yeah.
I like Globes better, but whatever.
Yeah, I was trying to think of, the one that you rock, but yeah, Globe. There's another one too. What is it? Not the soap one. That one was cool though too, right. I guess, but... I think it's like America or E-America or something.
Yeah, there was those. There was a couple other ones.
I had a pair of them suckers. Yeah, they're very comfortable shoes.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Shout out
to, speaking of shoes, another up-and-coming business here in town. The Walcott Gallery. Box of shoes.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Cool.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of another good off-the-top question for you. Were you... Ooh. Vinyl records or CDs?
Vinyl records.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess maybe some of our listeners mixing might not know what
all that kind of stuff wouldn't be a thing if it weren't for those. So
yeah.
I'm down with the DJing.
Yeah. You know what is sad too though? Like the CDs kind of, you know, they went away with the, you know, the wonderful artwork that's on the inside of it, on the cover.
Right.
You know, all that stuff.
I've had some pretty badass CD. Yeah. Yeah, I've had a lot, but yeah.
I'm going to ask you the same questions because you are the same. This is our same era. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Mobb Deep or Bone Thugs and Harmony?
I listen to Bone Thugs and Harmony way more. But now that I'm older and I listen to more Mobb Deep than I did when I was younger, the shit's, I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
but
not
I
bad.
Have to go with Bone Thugs.
Yeah. So this is referring to movies. Boys in the Hood or Dead Presidents?
Boys in the Hood.
I'm pretty sure I already know your answer to this one, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Atmosphere or Greaves?
Atmosphere.
Yeah. 50 Cent or Ja Rule?
50 Cent, I guess.
I would agree with you on that. Now we're going to get into a pretty hard, well, maybe not hardcore, but right around this era, this was pretty hardcore, I guess, just like Death Row Records and Bad Boy Records. No Limit Records or Cash Money Records?
Cash Money's like 3-6 and shit?
Cash Money, they had... Juvenile. Little
no
Wayne
limit.
Came out of
no
him.
No Limit. All day.
T.I. or Little Flip?
I don't know. I guess I'm going to go with T.I.
I would do the same. Little Beats got a couple, like, there was that Game Over song, like that hook was pretty hard, but.
Yeah, know. I would have to hear something to be like, oh, yeah, I've heard that.
J. Cole or Drake?
Another, I don't know too many about either one of them, but I know I don't really like Drake, so I'm going to go with J. Cole.
Shit, yeah. Funny thing is, for anybody that does not know, J. Cole and Drake just released a song not too long ago. The first person shooter mode. That's what it's called.
Oh, yeah.
It is pretty hard, dude.
Yeah. It is. Cool.
It's like two
of the
best.
I've never really listened to it, so I can't even say that just a couple things I've heard of Drake. Like me?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never heard anything that's not mainstream. You know what I mean?
So here is. One more question for you. I know you've watched the Trailer Park Boys.
I've watched some of them, yeah.
So if you were one character out of Trailer Park Boys, which one do you think you would be?
I don't know it that well enough to. I've only seen a couple episodes.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I try watching it. My wife won't watch it with me, so.
Oh, gotcha.
There's, like, no time that I can watch it.
Oh, word. Okay.
Unless I go out of town. But from what I've seen, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess from what you've seen.
Probably the dude with glasses.
Bubbles?
Yeah.
Yeah. Chit-chat. Probably. You know, I will.
No fucking around.
Yeah.
Shit.
I got. And he's like, you want one? I dove deep in, well, I started rewatching the seasons or whatever. And I felt that's how I, like, that would be my character too, would be Bubbles. Yeah. But after watching it more, I think I can relate with Ricky more because, like, a lot of the things he says make no fucking sense, dude.
Okay.
And that's what a lot of, they're right. Like, what, that doesn't make any sense. And I'm like, well, it does to me.
Right. Hell yeah. I get it.
I mean, I don't know if I'd go as far as, like, he does, like, you know, with his kid and, like, you know, letting him roll joints and, you know, stuff okay. Like that. That's pretty, you know, so I guess right. I guess I could say I could relate with both of them, but.
Okay.
I guess really that wasn't even the question, so.
Well, I
would say
need
Ricky.
To watch it, I guess.
Well. Yeah. Well, shit, do you get anything?
Not really.
Off the top of your head? Okay, well, we're going to take a little break. I'm going to get hold of Noah to see if maybe he's ready. We can just, you know.
Hell yeah.
not wait around. We can get into it. We truly appreciate everybody listening to this new episode. If you would scroll down farther in the episodes, there's a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
A lot more content.
Definitely.
Yeah, and we got lots more in store for you as well. So, yeah, coming up. Ooh, here. Ooh, just reading this one. I know who that guy is. Here's a little bit of history, movie history one more time. 1982, the Shaolin Temple martial arts film released, the first Hong Kong-featured film in China, directed by Chang Hsien and starring Jet Li in his debut role. Jet Li was a badass.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I remember in, well, I guess I could say the first time I remember ever seeing him in a film was that Lethal Weapon one. And I remember, like, this behind-the-scenes thing or whatever, but they actually said that they had to tell him he needs to slow down because they can't get it all on camera.
Right, right.
Holy shit. Man, I wish I could still fucking jump around like that.
No shit, that'd be cool.
Man, I'd fucking give anything to almost kick. Never mind. Okay, so back to it. We truly appreciate everybody that is tuned in to this wonderful podcast that is not about bicycles. I guess sometimes it is. We got to give a shout out to Debo's Painting for that wonderful three-wheel bicycle.
Three-wheel bicycle?
Keep talking so fast. That three-wheel bicycle. Also, Jake hooked it up with a little knick-knack, you know, from Christmas.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
It is.
Three-wheel bicycle. Yeah, I guess I don't really. I guess I don't really have any. I know on that one episode I said I was going to talk about another prison escape. I tried looking into that. I could not find the article, but there was like four or five of them, and they actually like shaved out. Like some of the bars, and they fucking lubed themselves up and like,
whoosh. Right.
I mean, it was pretty hardcore, but oh, I guess video game stuff. We tried doing the baseball thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of lame.
I didn't dig that game very much. I tried for a couple hours and
yeah, he was like, fuck this.
I had it on easy. And the motherfuckers were still striking me out and shit. And I'm like, man, fuck this game.
Well, when you called me and said that, I went in and I like downloaded it. And then I came back out to the garage and started painting and shit. Right. So speaking of that,
it was a pain in the ass. I didn't like it very much.
Yeah, I'm still on that AEW game. I really haven't seen any. I tried doing the Deer Hunter one again.
Yeah.
Call of the Wild, if I remember.
Right, right.
Really cool. I always lose, not always, I guess the last time I did get one, but I'll lose the animal on the deer trail and I'm just walking forever.
Right. Yeah.
And it reminds me of like Grand Theft Auto 5, not to say that's a bad game, but like when you crash out in the middle of nowhere, you gotta run forever.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I hear you.
I don't got time for this shit. I just want to play the game. That's it.
Yeah.
That is kind of one of the reasons, I guess, I like the Call of Duty games, because it's, like, really fast pace.
Right.
I guess some of the, well, I get the hockey game's really fast-paced. I haven't played the newer one, but.
Yeah, I haven't played a hockey game in a while.
I know the one year it was really cool. It was, like, right when I got my, like, well, it would have been my last Xbox 360 or whatever. Bought it from Best Buy when I moved back up here. But I bought one of the NHL games. And, like, the way they switched it up, like, you could actually check somebody, like, so hard the glass would break. I mean, you can still, like, fight and stuff. But for some reason, they took the, like, glass breaking shit off there, which I don't understand. Like, there was no blood.
It's too violent.
But they can still fight, which I don't.
Right. Well, it's a actual part of the game, I guess.
Yeah.
You can fight in hockey.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I get it. I haven't played sports games in a while. I'm kind of a, I like arcade style ones.
Yeah.
What was the basketball one?
NBA Jam?
Yeah, yeah.
Something yeah, like that one was pretty sweet. I actually seen something the other day. I need to go back and actually listen to the whole show. It was with Lazy Bone, and they were asking him, you know, about Eazy-E and stuff. And he was actually saying that Eazy-E was in the works of developing characters for that game.
Really?
Like Eazy-E, Bone Thugs, and you know what I mean? That man, that would have been fucking cool.
Right? Hell yeah.
Speaking of, well, I mean, even though they really didn't, like, fit, like, basketball criteria, I guess, you know, it mixed things up. Speaking of mixing things up, I seen sometimes on the Xbox you can get free play days for games.
Okay. Right?
Just for a few days.
Yep.
Remember the other day when Gunnar was talking about the Call of Duty Modern Warfare thing and the Switch consoles or whatever? So I seen UFC had their free play day for their latest game, the 5-1. I couldn't download it because I didn't have the new one.
Yep.
But I've seen the characters they've came out with. Why they do not have, here's how they should, like, really cool kind of mix it up. I mean, they got Bruce Lee in it.
Right.
And Tyson. Why aren't we putting Steven Seagal in that son of a bitch?
Right. Hell yeah.
Some Chuck Norris.
Yeah. Van Damme.
Yep, we need him in there. I'm trying to think of the others.
I think he could only do the splits, though. I don't know.
Yeah, I did see something where he was just like some sort of like gymnast.
Right, right.
Really wasn't into martial arts, but because he could do shit like that, I mean, I guess whatever.
For sure.
Whatever sells. Anywho, all right. Should we move right along?
Yeah.
We're going to move right along. Do you want to take us out? And then we'll, right when you... Oh, you don't do you have any of that saved or no?
It's all still on there.
Oh, word. Perfect. All right. Well, he's going to lead you out.
Cool.
And we are going to be right back with the one and only Noah Benjamin.
You looking at my gut?
No.
Yes, you were.
Oh, I just took a little peek.
I saw you.
So
what are you looking at my gut for?
Oh.
That's right. You are back. We are back. Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast. Unfortunately, that was my mistake. I got the time zones mixed up. So I'm just going to ramble through some strange facts. Trying to get a hold of Noah Benjamin right now. So hopefully we could do that.
Right.
Truly apologize. If not, I got one of his tracks loaded up. We'll just leave the show that way, I guess.
For sure.
So we'll see what happens. Scrolling through some articles here,
and I'll make some noise for the background.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. That's right. I forgot to mention that.
My bad. All good.
Yeah. He just made up this beat while we were sitting here. All right, so this is kind of interesting. Apparently, octopuses have alien origin. Apparently, research that this transformation was fueled by an inadvertent alien intervention through viruses deposited via comets passing near the planet, known as panspermia. This theory then has been offered many times in the past by scientists attempting to decipher how life on Earth began. It's kind of interesting. That was via coast to coast. Let's see what else. I'm going to scroll through here now. This is kind of interesting. Ketchup originated in China as a fish-based sauce. Then it was picked up by the British and made into a mushroom-based sauce. And finally picked up by the Americans and made into a tomato-based sauce.
Oh, yeah?
According to, yeah, strange facts. Do you remember that time we were talking about a cat that saved this lady's life?
Yeah.
So this is another very interesting animal type incident. A parrot named Willie alerted its owner, Megan Howard, when the toddler she was babysitting began to choke. Megan was in the bathroom. The parrot started screaming, "Mama, baby." While flapping its wings as the child turned blue, Megan rushed over and performed the Heimlich, saving the girl's life.
Crazy.
I probably shouldn't delete that stuff so I could add it in the show notes. Speaking of the show notes, that's right, click them down below. The famous saying, when one door closes, another door opens. It actually is actually a famous quote by Alexander Graham Bell. The quote ends with, "But we often look so long and look so regretfully upon the closed door that we do not see the ones which open for us." Have you ever wondered why your maybe one sort of ice cube turns a different color than the other one, man?
I've never really noticed.
If you make
like clear and foggy?
Yep. If you make ice cubes with tap water, they will turn white. And if you use boiled water, it will turn transparent.
Yeah, it gets the minerals out. Or aligns them and shit.
Not only does the word avocado come from the ancient Aztec word for testicle, but the word guacamole quite literally translates to testicle sauce.
Sweet.
This is pretty fucked up. This is coming across the ocean, so to speak, across the pond, as my man Jerry Garavaro would say. But this goes on in Denmark. Apparently, if you are unmarried at age 25, you will get cinnamon thrown all over you on your birthday. Still waiting. I feel really bad. This is kind of a recent current event. Nonetheless, sad day. Fruit Stripe gum has been discontinued after more than 50 years. What are your thoughts on that?
I used to love that shit.
Really? It didn't last very long. The flavor, I guess.
Right. Yeah. It was good, though.
It was. It probably got discontinued because it doesn't last very long. It was colder than shit out the other week. Forgot to talk about that. We hit lows of negative 30 double digits in here in the great state of Wyoming. White chocolate doesn't actually contain any chocolate at all.
I knew that.
You remember that shitty movie, Super Mario Brothers? Not the new one. We're talking about the...
Way back?
Yep.
Yes.
The cast of the Super Mario Brothers were constantly drunk while filming just to get through the scenes.
Really?
Makes sense.
Yeah?
Here's something for all you wonderful blue-eyed people. Having blue eyes means you share a common ancestor with every other blue-eyed person in the world.
Yep.
Oh, I seen this on one of those Facebook groups the other day. It was kind of funny. CB Radio Lounge. Someone just got a package through eBay, and they thought it was just regular packaging. It was actually, what is that? What do you see, my man?
Underwear?
Adult diapers, baby.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. That's some skivvies.
Yeah, pretty crazy. Here's something else. I'm going to throw down. It's because I don't know if we're going to get no Benjamin on. Earlier, I was talking about this meme when we were talking about football. It popped up on the screen. I don't know how accurate any of this is. But it says, Reba McEntire, Usher, and Post Malone are slated to perform at San Francisco 49ers Baltimore Ravens Super Bowl matchup on February 11th. And that came out apparently Thursday, January 18th.
I see.
You know, just sitting here scrolling through these, it still trips me out. Why would they throw cinnamon on a female for not being married by the age of 23? I said.
Yeah, that's weird.
It is. Here's another did you know fact. By the time you turn 5, you have already developed a sense of self-esteem as strong as in adults, because self-image plays a critical role in how children form social indignities. This suggests that a child's first 5 years are an extremely important foundation for life. I will fucking cheers you on that. Here's a cool little Buddhism Zen meditation. We don't really talk about religion on here, so I don't even know. I guess it doesn't even fucking matter. I've always been into Buddhism, and this is one thing that I've always went by, I guess. It was just pretty crazy. It popped up the other day. When someone tries to trigger you by insulting you or by doing or saying something that irritates you, take a deep breath and switch off your ego. Remember that if you are easily offended, you are easily manipulated.
Hell yeah.
I am almost out of breath. this was pretty sweet. Shout out to Tammy. She posted this the other day. Pretty cool little fact. She was on the show a while ago. You can check out if you just go down below. Anyway, in the 1950s, one of the journalists criticized Marilyn Monroe, saying that she's only beautiful because of her fancy dresses and clothes. Then she did a photo shoot wearing a potato sack as a response. Here's some rock and roll news for you. And then I think we're just going to get into the song. And hopefully he will interact here in the next 10 or 15 minutes. Either or, if he does not, truly appreciate or truly apologize, Noah. Got the time messed up. Either or. So the band Rammstein has always been controversial, even at home in Germany. But while Rammstein.
Yeah.
But while touring America in 1999, the lead singer and keyboardist were arrested at their own concert for lewd and lascivious behavior. They've also been sued by a cannibal twice. I'm going to take a look and see if he has. Still hasn't checked his messages yet. All right, we're going to get into the next song. This is coming from, hopefully, Noah will hit us up here, shortly before this gets put out. The next song, I guess a little back history on Noah. We met him at the Canton Barn Party in Canton, South Dakota. He was the closer. He won the raffle painting of mine. I believe it was a 5-piece. It turned out pretty bad to the bone. All right. So coming up next, we got Noah Benjamin. The song's pretty bad to the bone. This is the he had sent me some tracks. Obviously, we watched him perform live. But I don't remember which song it was. I almost want to say it was his closer, but I don't really remember. Not that we were all fucked up. It was just like, you know, different something we weren't really used to. You know, I mean, atmosphere, whatnot.
For sure.
A bunch of wonderful people that we met. Obviously. All right, so this is Noah Benjamin, Fiji.
Damn, say that shit smack.
Yeah.
Ambitious Benji.
Ambitious Benji.
Yeah. I ain't even tripping about shit. Smoking that Durban while hitting a lick. Huh. Hakuna Matata, you bitch. Where I go to Jable, cause shit getting lit. Huh. You smoking for like six, or maybe like nine. What I got on it, I said I got five. Three for the tank, got two for the Sprite. The gas light is on, and I'm still gonna drive. I ain't never felt this hot. Benji B1, you a four of a kind. We ain't playing no poker, we playing for life. 605, I'ma ride or die. Aladdin shit, looking so fly. Like riding on carpets and touching the sky. Mind always sharp like the blades on a knife. So I cut off the fakes, so we dull out of time. Big shit, 100 man Benji finna get 100 bitches in the crib. 100%, I'ma give it 10 more. Ben 10, finna hit him with the heat blast. Diamond head. What's up, big dog? I wanna talk about the money. I'm just trying to make some sense when I'm just coming from a penny. Every time I'm feeling lucky, I'm just hitting all machines. And every time I'm rolling up, I'm trying to put my mind at ease. I'ma get it for the family. Never believe me. I'ma put in that work, cause I come from the dirt. And I'm just trying to work easy. I'm trying to work easy. I'm just trying to get rich. I don't care about drip. That's why I drink Fiji.
That's why I drink Fiji.
I'm just trying to get fit. Make all my bitch go work on TV.
Go work on TV.
I'ma get it for the family. Never believe me. Putting that work, cause I come from the dirt. I'm just trying to work easy.
I'm trying to work easy.
I'm trying to get rich. I don't care about drip. That's why I drink Fiji.
That's why I drink.
I'm just trying to get fit. Make all my bitch go work on TV.
Go work on TV.
Pretty not about Benji. I'ma grab them clippers. We'll cut them off easy. You should hear my new mix. It's just me fucking a bitch and putting that shit on CD. Who fucking with me? I'm in the back of the motel faded. Loaded like Zoom when I'm on that spaceship. Chance gets slim when I'm going through phases. I don't even talk to any ex that I've dated. I won't even talk to a bitch that's basic. I'm off of a line. What the fuck is you saying? I'm drunk at the party and I'm getting wasted. I chug me a fifth and now I need a blanket. I'm saying no sleep. Been up for weeks. Smoking that weed. Sticky like cleats. Living so free. Always believe life is a dream. Ain't nobody fresh like me. I'm vision on that ecstasy. That bitch gon' be the death of me. I'm popping all that Molly. Antidote on entity. It dailies up my energy. I'm cut off, need ahead of me. I pop off, need that melody. I'ma get it for the family. Never believe me. I'ma put in that work, cause I come from the dirt. And I'm just trying to work easy.
I'm trying to work easy.
I'm just trying to get rich. I don't care about drip. That's why I drink Fiji.
That's why I drink Fiji.
I'm just trying to get fit. Make all my bitch go work on TV.
Go work on TV.
I'ma get it for the family. Never believe me. I'ma put in that work, cause I come from the dirt. I'm just trying to work easy.
I'm just trying to work easy.
I'm just trying to get rich. I don't care about drip. That's why I drink Fiji.
That's why I drink.
I'm just trying to get fit. Make all my bitch go work on TV.
Go work on TV.
Hell yeah.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah, I dig it. It's good shit.
Noah Benjamin.
What?
Fiji. Well, truly appreciate everybody that's been tuned in so far.
Hell yeah.
Every single platform. Yeah. Been sharing everything up. Hopefully he'll call within maybe the next, I don't know. Hopefully shortly. We're going to go take a little break, and I guess if he doesn't at that point in time, if, I don't know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. On the fly, bro, how we roll.
That's right. You're tuned in to the one and only Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast. Thank you for letting us invade your ear. Hopefully you laughed, learned something. So we appreciate you.
Faux show.
We'll, I guess, catch you next time. Do us a favor, click the links down below. Share it with your friend, your dog. All them good things. Appreciate you. I'm your host, Stevie V.
Josh.
We're signing out.
Pittsburgh. Done cut.
All right, we are back. Going to be giving Noah Benjamin a call. We got that situation all figured out. So yeah, let's just give her a shot here. Hey, is this Noah?
Yes, it is.
What is happening, my man? Welcome to Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast.
Hey, how's it going? It's good to be here.
Yeah, good, good, man. Glad glad we finally got you on the show. I apologize about last night. I forgot I forgot about the time zone. Situation. For some reason, I thought you were an hour behind me, but either or.
Yeah, I know. I fell asleep. I was watching the football game waiting, and how it was going with that Chiefs and Bills game, I wasn't really into it, so.
Yeah, that turned out to be kind of trashy, I guess. I don't know who you were going for. I guess I was rooting
really
for the Bills.
Really neither of them at this point. I'm happy the Lions won.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Yeah. So I guess while we're kind of on this topic, last night when Josh and I was recording, who is your Super Bowl prediction and who do you think's going to win, my man?
Actually, I'm going to go with the Lions this year just because of everything that's been going on. This is their first time being in the playoffs since 1991. First time winning in the playoffs since 1991, I should say. I'm sorry. And it's honestly, I just love the story behind it with Jared Goff and everything. He had gone to the Super Bowl with the Rams, Matthew Stafford, being in a former Lion, winning a Super Bowl his first year out. I just really like the storyline behind it. And with Dan Campbell as well, being a part of the Lions during that 0-16 run, that it says a lot about that Lions team and that grit with them.
No doubt. I jumped ahead a little bit. Do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Noah Benjamin. I'm a hip-hop artist out of Sioux Falls. I do a lot more than just make music. I actually have been doing a lot with DJing and all that as well, and production behind it. I'm at a studio called Black Hoodie.
Nice.
I do a lot of engineering for people like Ohio the Rapper and stuff. I have a mentor. His name is Michael Sanford.
Oh.
And he's pretty much taught me a lot of everything I've known the past 3 years. I've been in Sioux Falls for a little over 3 years and kind of just working with him and a guy named Andre Miles, who's the owner of Black Hoodie. And just doing a lot with the music scene down here.
Shit, yeah, man. So actually, before we hopped on here, I played your Fiji song. I fucking love that jam, dude. Do you want to give us a little bit of, I know you gave me a brief little history, but do you want to give some of these listeners a little bit of history on it, I guess?
Yeah. So, a couple years ago, about 3 years ago, I was, living in Watertown and I'd moved up to Sioux Falls and I was working with this guy named Michael Sanford and we had, made a couple singles together and he wanted to work on a whole project and he was like, listen, I want you to make like your most full content. I want you to do double verses. I want you to make the hooks. I want you to just really sink your teeth into this and format something. And we ended up coming up with something. I have a best friend. His name's Ozzy. And we grew up together a lot. And we just did a lot of things together. And you can kind of double meaning it with Oz and O-O-Z. I'm an avid smoker, so it kind of works out both.
Yeah.
And so part of that process, he was just kind of asking me questions one day when we were in the studio and I had Fiji with me drinking water and he was like, why are you drinking expensive water? And I was just like, you know, I like Fiji a lot. And so just part of that, I was writing part of that beat that you hear Fiji on, and he's actually the one who made the beat as well, Michael. And that's just kind of like what we came up with. I was just kind of envisioning what I wanted in life, and part of the lyrics, it's like, I'm just trying to go make porn with my bitch and go work on TV and stuff like that. And I'm just kind of like talking that shit on what I wanted from it and what I was transpiring to be in that moment.
Dude, it was bad to the bone. I tell you what, I didn't realize you were from Watertown. I guess I thought you were from Sioux Falls, but either.
I've just been in Sioux Falls for a little over 3 years.
Oh, that's cool, man. So like, how long have you been dibble dabbling in the music?
I've been making music my whole life. My mom's a singer. She does a lot of stuff with church. Not anymore, but back in the day, she did a lot more. And just kind of always been around it and did stuff at the Boys and Girls Club as a kid. I never won a club idol, but I always placed in it. So it was always fun.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
And I kind of started taking it more serious about 4 years ago. I had a friend who had introduced me to Michael. Michael was willing to, he was like, I'll do whole mix and masterings for you for $200. And he taught me that that was a very important step to releasing music. And I didn't know that. I was only 18 at the time. So him telling me that was really important to me.
Yeah.
And so I'd say like 4 years ago, listening to him, that one conversation is actually what made me start taking it a lot more serious, because it opened up my eyes that it was way more than just making music, you know, writing in my phone or anything like that.
Oh, for sure, man. For sure. So I didn't get through. I would imagine that this is your latest Tales from the Living Room. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, it cut out pretty bad right there. What would you say?
Oh, sorry about that. What?
One sec. Better?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's kind of it's doing like a thing.
Really? What about now? We good now?
It's kind of still doing the same thing.
What the fuck? Okay, hold on.
It's weird. It's like a...
Are we good now?
Yeah, sounds better now.
Sweet. Weird. I did. I must have like bumped it, the phone the wrong way or something. Anyway.
Yeah, sorry, glitching.
Is it doing it again?
No.
Okay, beautiful. Now. Okay, awesome. Anyway, back to the... Okay. So is this Tales from the Living Room, is that your latest album that you have out?
Yeah, it is. It's actually part of the last thing that I was doing for 2023. I have some plans for 2024 to really, I'm formulating myself, and I'm going to be, everything that I release is going to have a lot more meaning behind it. And for Tales from the Living Room, it's actually me and a guy named Kia who work together, and we're making a very serious album. And me and him, it was our first time working together, and what we wanted to do was just kind of make something that was just something that people could bob their heads to if they want to work out. They could pump their iron to it. Kind of ordeal is what we were thinking when we were writing it. And just getting familiar with each other really is what we were doing with Tales from the Living Room. It is my latest project, but it is just the beginning of what I have planned for 2024.
Yeah, shit, yeah. Well, I'm excited. To be honest with you, I didn't get all the way through that album. The first three tracks that I listened to were pretty fire.
Yeah.
I
have a feature with LXS Zion, who's pretty good on there, and then Table of the Truth as well. They're pretty good. Table of the Truth is from Omaha, Nebraska, and then Zion's from Watertown as well.
Oh, Sioux Falls area. Man. Hell yeah. I'm originally from Mitchell. I don't know if you've ever been there or not, but.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's pretty close.
Yeah, that's where I originated from and migrated to Casper, Wyoming, I guess. But anyway, yeah. So have you been out like doing, or are you going to do like some kind of touring type stuff? I guess, where's the farthest you've traveled to, you know, do a show?
The farthest I've done some stuff in Sioux Falls, Sioux City is actually the furthest I traveled. I did the Four Winds there in 2022. My plan this year, me and Kia Hood are actually working together. My first half of the year is spent getting everything put together, but we actually plan on doing a tour. We're just kind of trying to get everything set together, and we're going to have an album to go with it, and we're just kind of putting everything together with it right now. It's in really the grand scheme of things right now, but yeah, we actually do plan on doing something with the Midwest. We're going to plan on going like to Minneapolis, Omaha, Des Moines, and those kind of places all around, like Iowa.
Nice. There is, oddly enough, well, not oddly enough, I guess, just from like doing podcasting and being around the quote unquote music scene around here, there is quite a decent hip hop scene here in Casper.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be a place to check out for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So,
expect that keeps the Midwest too. Wyoming's like right here with us.
Yeah, that's yeah, yeah. That was speaking of that. Yeah, that was pretty sweet. That Canton Barn Party where we met up. That was a pretty good time.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. I was wishing there was a little bit more people in the crowd, but I was glad to see who was there. And winning that drawing was really awesome too. Those posters that you guys did.
Yeah,
that was absolutely awesome. I got them hanging in the studio. So
sweet. Thanks, man. I'm glad that I'm glad you're the one that snagged those up.
I was too.
Well, sometimes, like, you know what I mean? Like, no offense to anyone when I do raffle drawings on my paintings and stuff, but like, you can really, just from over the years that I've been doing it, you can really tell when someone's gonna like really appreciate it. You know what I mean? And like,
yeah.
But dude, when I seen you walking across the thing, you know what I mean? And it's like, oh yeah, he's fucking zoned. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's just cool. That's why another reason why I like doing artwork too, you know, it's just a good time.
Well, I treat the whole performance like it's like an act. You know what I mean? When you're going on there, and I just love being in that zone and just doing all that stuff. And
yeah, your energy
to go how it did.
Awesome. Your energy was bad to the bone, man. I mean,
I appreciate that. I loved your guys' energy too. I as soon as you guys were telling me that you wanted me to be on the podcast, I was like, yes, like this seems awesome. Three Wheels Bicycle, like you guys seem cool and everything.
Yeah, I really like. Well, another reason why I started the podcast was because I wanted to, like reach out to like other people that are trying to do, good things too. You know what I mean? That it just ain't your like regular, you know, 9 to 5, so to speak, I guess, you know? That's cool. That we got a chat. I got some questions for you. If you're ready, I shot these to Josh. Basically, I'm going to give you two options. You get a pick from the one. All right. I don't even know what the fuck I called this game yet, to be quite honest with you. Okay.
Two options and get a pick from the one.
Yep. All right. We got most of these are hip hop related too. So
awesome.
Mobb Deep or Bone Thugs and Harmony?
Oh, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Good choice. Good choice. I guess this is a movie, not music, but Boys in the Hood or Dead Presidents?
Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
Because Ice Cube, yeah.
Yeah, word. He's going to be in Cheyenne. I can't remember, and I actually got tickets to that. I'm pretty stoked to go fucking see that.
Ice Cube's an inspiration. He's badass.
Oh yeah. Well, I've like, you know what I mean? Like listened to his music and the just everything. Okay, here we got a couple underground ones, I guess you could call them. Atmosphere or Greaves?
Atmosphere.
Word.
Atmosphere's got a couple songs that I absolutely love and I just relate to so well.
this is a good one. 50 Cent or Ja Rule?
Let's go with 50 Cent. He's came to Sioux Falls and stuff like that, so he's
someone
I look up to a little bit. Yeah, he had a he was a champagne that he was selling.
Oh damn!
Or it wasn't even a champagne. Dope. It was it might have been a champagne. It was either a champagne or something. But yeah, he was plugging something, and he was at Pave and all that stuff, which is a nightclub here in Sioux Falls.
That's dope. Okay.
Ja Rule's dope too, though. When I was DJing, I played both of them on the DJ pad, so it's like both of them getting chicks.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, beyond the like controversy shit or whatever, I mean, everyone can agree they both have. You know what I mean? Maybe not all their tracks are bangers, but like they're still good.
Yeah, I'm always keeping it about the music. That's what I'm talking about, is the music. So.
No Limit Records or Cash Money Records?
Cash Money Records.
Really?
You know, it's like Drake, Lil Wayne. Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I love Drake and Lil Wayne and all them. That's yeah.
We got T.I. or Little Flip?
T.I. I'm going to go with T.I. For sure.
Yeah. These are kind of corny, man, but I figured it'd be good shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's good. I like it. T.I. is a really good one. Like, T.I. is like one of those people that I grew up on.
Yeah.
So that was a good choice.
J. Cole or Drake?
Ooh. I probably pick J. Cole just because when I get J. Cole listening on the radio, I just rap along with it. I love Drake, don't get me wrong, but J. Cole just, it hits a little bit more to me. Like, it's just a little bit more real in a sense. Like, I relate to it more than I would a Drake song.
Oh, shit, yeah, man. You pretty much got all the same ones that Josh did other than the Cash Money Records one. He went with No Limit. But he admitted he didn't really listen to a lot of Cash Money. You know, so I mean, it's, you know, it's, I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, T-Stone.
Yeah. So I asked him another question too, which I'm going to ask you, obviously. Did you ever watch the Trailer Park Boys?
Yes, I've seen every episode, actually, and a couple of the movies.
Okay, so the other day I restarted watching the seasons of it. And I was, like, trying to figure out which character, like, I would relate to. And I always thought it would be Bubbles. But now, like, I'm like, man, I'm Ricky because sometimes I just make up words and nobody knows what the fuck it means. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or just straight up dumb shit. Well, so anyway, I asked Josh, and he said his was Bubbles. What character do you think that you would be if you were in, Trailer Park Boys, I guess?
That's actually a very good question because me and my friends growing up, we watched a lot of Trailer Park Boys and we'd like to compare ourselves to all the people. And my friend Caleb, he always did a really, really good Bubbles impression. So we'd always call him Bubbles because just the way that he'd do that. But he was actually, the way he acted in real life was way more of a Ricky. I always like to call myself Julian because I always like to think of myself as like the strategy person that was coming up with the thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like that kind of guy. That's how I'd see. Always got my drink in my hand.
Yeah.
Always kind of do.
Yeah.
But I'd say we all got a little bit of Ricky in us when it comes to just needing to go rob a liquor store and you know what I mean?
That yeah. Kind of stuff, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. just trying to, make just ends
to get
meet.
By, you know?
Yeah.
Yes. But yeah, I'd say growing up, I'd always like to say that I was more of a Julian because of the strategy behind myself and the way that I always tried to get my plans and all that. And I don't drink anymore, but always having a drink in your hand, you know?
Yeah. Chit-chit.
Now it's more Coke than anything, Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Thank you for clarifying that, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I figured.
Yeah. Here's another question. I did not. Well, I do have two other questions for you before we hop off. I didn't ask Josh these ones. But, okay, let's say that you're a pizza delivery driver. How would you benefit if you had a pair of scissors?
Well, I got an answer that's not too good. I'd say that I could definitely use it to, like, if I was like a DoorDasher, they got like the little like slip on it, you know. Mm. You could cut a little bit of the like sticker off of it, and then you could open it and then take a slice out of it, and then you know make the pizza whole again. And then you could just like move the tape, you know what I mean? And since it's cut so evenly, it doesn't look like it's been moved at all.
Yeah, touche.
That's not really that good of an answer, but
it's an answer. Very creative.
Yeah. Free pizza answer.
Yeah. Okay. This one might be kind of a little bit corny, but either or. If you was given an elephant and you can't give it away or sell it, what would you do with it?
I'd have to definitely get my backyard worked out.
Yeah,
I'd get so invested in it, I think, because an elephant would be an awesome animal, so I'd just get my backyard ready and figure out what I'm going to do for this biome.
Yeah, shit, yeah. Well, to be honest with you, I don't really have any other questions on my lineup for you, my man. Do you have any questions you want to ask? Do you have anything you want to plug?
Because
what this platform's all about, my man.
Yeah, I just like to plug myself. It's, again, Noah Benjamin on all platforms. I'm on Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, YouTube, all of that. If you want to follow me on platforms, it's Noah Benjamin on Facebook, and then it's Noah Benjamin on every other platform, like Instagram, X, and all that, Threads. I wanted to thank you for having me on this show as well. This is actually my first podcast I've ever done, so
shit,
this
shit.
Is really awesome that you wanted me to be on this and all that, and I had a really good time being on here. So thank you for that as well.
Yeah, of course, man. My hopes, like another, you know, thing about the show is, you know, we get some of these listeners that have never listened to your music before, get it in their ears, you know?
Yeah.
And
I'm always looking for more fans and stuff like that. I do this for a life. Like, I have a daughter and stuff like that. And my inspiration is what I do. It's what I do every single day, is just living my life. And I just hope to God that I can relate to people. So,
yeah, shit.
Listen to my music and hopefully we can relate.
Oh, yeah. Are you so we were talking, I'm just going to start shooting the shit with you for a few, if you don't mind. We were talking football earlier. What other sports do you dive into, I guess? You a basketball fan?
I'm into NBA a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Not in the NBA really as much this year. When it comes around to playoff time, that's when I really, really get into NBA. I'd say I'm pretty into WWE.
That's something I
got a really big inspiration for that. I watched it all the time as a kid and stopped watching it as a teenager and all that. And then like 3-4 years ago, back when like COVID was hitting, I was just watching a bunch of stuff on YouTube. And honestly, just the way that everything's been going with that, it's like really, really cool. Just the business side of everything, just the way that WWE switched and everything is pretty freaking awesome. So I've been watching that a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I, to be honest with you, I really haven't, I can't even remember. I think I watched a little bit of last year's WrestleMania, but
yeah,
that's about it. It's hard for me to get into wrestling anymore, or, you know what, I try to hit each one as much as I can, but, you know. Just like you were saying, you know, you got a daughter. I got three of them suckers, so it's hard to
find time to get to anything, really.
Yeah.
It's awesome that you do all that.
Yeah.
It's even being able to watch a little bit of WrestleMania, like, it's one of those things. It's just so nostalgic, and just being able to watch a little bit of it, it's just cool, you know what I mean? Like, watch storyline and just that kind of stuff. I love acting. That's a big inspiration for me, is acting, and so they're doing that stuff live. It's really big inspiring, because you develop a character, and that's what you're doing in life. You know what I mean? It's way different, but you're developing a character and you're just trying to be yourself out there and do all that kind of stuff. And, you know, stuff's not going your way, you can always switch it up a little bit, do better.
Yeah. I always wanted to be a commentator for wrestling.
Yeah.
Because, well, like growing up, you know, kind of like you were saying, I guess, you know, wrestling was like a big thing, you know, it was WWF Raw versus Nitro, you know, fucking, we'd be switching back and forth and just, yeah, it'd just be cool sitting ringside, you know.
Yeah. That's, yeah. Gosh, being there for that kind of stuff has to be amazing too back then. Those were like the best times for WWE. That was when it was the most, that was at its peak.
Yeah. Yep.
But yeah, no, I do a UFC a little bit. Oh, nice. I actually just watched the fight yesterday with Sean Strickland.
Okay.
He lost. I can't pronounce the other guy's name. I'm not going to embarrass myself, but yeah. He was a pretty good fight. He messed him up pretty good, so that was awesome.
What, are you a Nate Diaz fan?
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
I love when people talk shit. I love that.
Yeah.
They can back it up, especially like Nate Diaz and Nick Diaz too. The brothers, I love the Diaz brothers in general.
Yeah, I was pretty funny. I was pretty, well, I remember, that ultimate, the, you know, where they'd be in the little camp or whatever.
Yeah, ultimate fighting championship.
Yeah, thank you. And I remember when Diaz was in there, and then that's when I like watched it religiously, I guess. And then like all of a sudden he came out and was like, yeah, this dude's fucking, he's no joke.
Yeah. No joke at all too. He's really good. I remember watching the Conor McGregor fight with him live, and he kicked ass, the one that he won.
Oh, yeah.
He kicked ass. I like that.
Yeah, he is getting up there a little bit in age, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to be fighting much more. I think he might be coming back for UFC 300 is what – I don't even think he's doing that because, as far as I'm aware, there was, like, talks about it, but I don't think he's actually doing it. He might be done, as far as I'm aware. He did the boxing thing with Jake Paul. That was pretty cool, but
– Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a pretty interesting fight.
Yeah, I love that stuff because it's funny to me. Like, like just being able to watch them, just literally be boxing just on live television. You're watching it on Streamiest or whatever platform you got, and just kind of doing your thing out there. And these guys, they made a bunch of money, and now they're just sitting there fighting each other and just making money that way too. Now it's, I'd love to do that kind of stuff one day.
Yeah, shit, yeah, man. Well, all right, I'm gonna let you go.
Yeah.
One more time, how do we get in touch with you? I got a house full of, well, my middle daughter isn't sick, but my youngest and my wife is sick, so I'm just waiting on that. So I got to go tend to them. But shoot us a plug, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, to get a hold of me on Instagram or Twitter, or it's actually X now, I'm sorry. Instagram, X, Threads, or any of that, it's Noah Benjamin. To get on me at Facebook, it's Noah Benjamin. And then everything else, it's Noah Benjamin, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, and all that. And then another thing, if you're ever looking for studio time in Sioux Falls, we also do a thing at Black Hoodie. We offer studio time there. I do engineering as well. So,
and you can find that through your social media?
Yep, you can find that through my social, and you could also Google studio in Sioux Falls, and you'd find us on Google.
Sweet. Hell yeah. Well, hey, man, you have a good rest of your night. Totally appreciate you hopping on. Sorry about the confusion.
Yeah, me as well.
All right, you take it easy, man. Good talking with you.
You as well. Thank you.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.
That was the wrong one. There we go. Give myself that silly little, there we go. Thank you, Noah Benjamin, for hopping on. Thank you, everybody, that has been holding on for the rest of the episode. Truly appreciate each and every one of you. Do us a favor. Go down below. Click them links. Show some love. And we'll invade your ear. Maybe next week or the week after. We'll just have to see what happens.
Walkie-dolly, watch. Cha-cha-cheetah. Flip-wheel bicycle.
You need to look at my gut?
No.
Yes, you were.
Well, I just took a little peek.
I saw you.
So
what are you looking at my gut for?